You're listening to the audio production of You Are the Key, Turning Imperfections into Purpose by Caitlin Crosby, published by Zondervan and read by the author. Dedicated to my mama, Patricia Townsend Crosby. Thank you for taking me to all the LA homeless shelters in my youth to teach me the importance of giving and for reading me The Giving Tree thousands of times. Your empathy, sensitivity, and heart made me who I am. Introduction. How to be a person. Your vocation in life is where your greatest joy meets the world's greatest need. Frederick Buechner. Look, sometimes being a human can be difficult. Can I get an amen? Does anyone else feel like it is challenging enough to simply prioritize the everyday responsibilities of being alive, much less figure out the point of our existence? Like fighting through the overwhelm, exhaustion, and messiness of life to muster up the strength to take care of your mind, body, soul, or run the necessary updates on your computer? Yes, remind me tomorrow. To complicate this even further, most of us want more from life than going through the motions. More than checking the box of becoming successful, we want meaning. We want to know that our days matter and that they are building something beautiful. For as long as I can remember, I wanted to do something that mattered in the world. I wanted to take my adversity, challenges, and pain and make a difference in people's lives. To work on something bigger than myself. As cliche as it sounds, I was determined to make the world a better place. The problem is, the older I get, the more I realize how truly challenging it is to change the world when you're busy figuring out how to simply make it through the day, when you're still figuring out how to be human. Baby steps, right? From the outside looking in, you might think of me as having my life all together. Maybe you know of my give-back social enterprise called The Giving Keys, or have heard my music, seen me on a TV a time or two, or seen a filtered photo of me on Instagram. What you may not know is what life has been like for me beneath the surface, which is probably not all that different from what life is like for you on a day-to-day basis. I look at myself in the mirror, disgusted with secret deformities of my body. I fight with my husband. And yes, my baby's poop sometimes gets smeared all over the walls, and I may or may not leave it there until the unforeseeable future when I can catch my breath. I know I'm not alone in this. I meet men and women all the time who tell me they dream of making the world a better place. They might tell me that they're passionate and full of ambition to go after their idea or make a big change, but that they don't have the know-how, time, money, or experience to live the full life they desire. Sometimes they even whisper to me about some shame they're carrying, something they think will keep them from ever making their contribution to the world. They tell me they admire what I've done with The Giving Keys, and they hope they too can change the world. Meanwhile, I wonder if they know exactly what they're saying. Hi, I'm Caitlin, founder and CEO of The Giving Keys, former actress, singer-songwriter, wife to Colin, and mother to Brave and Love, who also struggles, just like you may, with existential crisis, severe insecurity, hairy legs and toes, meltdowns, feeling like a failure, and days where everything feels like the weight of the world is on my shoulders and I'm about to crash and burn and have a literal heart attack. Whew, I said that all in one breath. No matter who you are or what you're facing, I believe deep in my soul that every person is here for a reason. I've also come to believe, as I've gotten older and life has gotten harder, that it can be difficult to keep that passion for purpose ignited. We accumulate scars that run deep, sometimes too deep for any ultra-strength cocoa butter to rub away. I mean that both figuratively and literally. In the midst of the daily stressors of raising a family, running a business, and being betrayed by people I trust, I find it difficult at times to keep my hope.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?